As I just described in my last blog posting, link, I finally got the spiritual bravery to dive into the deep end of the pool and conquer my fear/blockage of becoming an active light worker. I signed up to participate in the Level 1 Practitioner's Training for the No-Touch Protocol of Marco Nix. As I discussed, fate and synchronicities brought me to the discovery of Marco Nix, and my recent spiritual experiences honed me in a way that I was able to get the most out of the experience. In retrospective contemplation, the path I took to get to this course was really a fantastic meandering journey that aligned with my own personal growth timeline. Not too fast to scare me away from this metaphysical/spiritual path, and not too slow for me to have any regrets. It just jumped out at me that the timeline started on Blood Moon Eclipse number 2 in October 8, 2014, and ended on the final one of the Tetrad this past September 28, 2015, both while I was in Sedona, AZ. I guess I've pseudo-subconsciously harvested the power of these celestial events to rocket my development. So I guess I should really start off with a proper explanation of what Marco Nix is all about. Fortunately, the founders of this modality just published a handy YouTube video that really describes what it all about, which is below, for those that do not want to watch it. The gist of what Marco Nix is: a brand new energy that become available at the end of 2012 to help support ascension. It was channeled to the founder Allison David Bird, who received the information from messages from the Pleiadians. These new energies are the next generation of healing/support energies and support the fifth dimensional body template now available to us all. For some of the forerunners of ascension, third dimension healing modalities such as Reiki, Qigong, etc. are all designed for third dimensional body template and less effective on more and more people as people get aligned with ascension energies bombarding Earth. Yet, I know that if you aren't in the metaphysical/spiritual camps, the above may sound like science fiction or that I've lost it, and maybe that's true. Ha. However, I can really attest to it personally, as I have been receiving Reiki with my massage therapy sessions for several years now, and my ability to feel it has steadily decreased right in line with my increase of spiritual development. Now, I barely can register it, and even in the Reiki share experience in Sedona, I had to struggle to feel anything. I am definitely not bashing any other modalities, as I do subscribe that all these healing tools come from a place of higher good and intention. I guess the best way I can describe how I see it is with an analogy. I would say that Marco Nix versus 3D modalities is the same as FM radio versus AM radio. Both deliver sound wirelessly, but we all know that FM delivers clearer sound with much further distances and less interference. I guess that's how the engineering side of my brain interprets it. Heck, maybe it's like satellite radio versus AM. But you get the picture. There's a lot more explanation of what it online if Marco Nix interests you. They have a website here, link, and a YouTube channel with many good links to interviews, etc., link, and a Facebook page, link. But as with me, and from the stories of my fellow classmates last weekend, we all happened upon Marco Nix by accident or in the weirdest way. Case in point, the way I found it as described in my previous post. Those are the coolest ways, and quite remarkably I've been getting so much information and confirmations in those, you'll never believe it, ways more and more as I've jumped onto this train, and I'm not alone there either. My spiritual friends are finding their paths in the greatest of weird and awesome ways. Probably could be a further blog post due to the quantity of them. So if you found this article in the far reaches of the interwebs universe, and it sparks your interests in some way, great. It would be my greatest privilege to be a tiny part of your journey. All of our journeys are so unique and custom-made for us, that it just tickles me with bliss. That's why I can't understand that my God is the only God and all the suffering from that belief system. But hey, that's me. My motto is to each their own. Period. Okay, well, back to the story at hand. So as discussed in spoiler alert of my previous sharing, I did sign up for Marco Nix No-Touch Level 1 training practically the day after I got home from Sedona. I was a mixture of excited and anxious, but regardless I watched the calendar like I was counting down to Christmas morning, like I did when I was little Josh. The Level 1 training consists of 2.5 days over a weekend, where Friday night is more of a lecture-based class where Allison and her partner Lisa, discuss a lot about the genesis of Marconix and their experiences that come with this new energy. I arrived on time, thank God, despite a mean case of Boston traffic to a hotel conference room. There were a few people there and I was welcomed and sat down to fill out some paperwork. My first impressions were, okay, I'm actually doing this. Wow. But I could also feel that same feeling as I felt when I arrived to the Peace Place in Sedona just before the Reiki share. It was the vibe of light workers. See, most of my days in a corporate office and that energy is definitely not 5D. So being really empathic, I pick up the vibe of a room really easy, and since I've been finally venturing out of my hidey hole, I've been discovering that it is great to be together with like-minded individuals. I introduced myself to a variety of people there and noticed that there was another male in the room. I fully expected to be the only one, but in actuality we were three, another came shortly thereafter. There were six female students, so a nice group of nine plus Allison, Lisa, and three other teachers. As soon as we got started, I was all ears as Allison started. Then all of a sudden I kinda jumped in my seat as I felt the energy of the room skyrocket. It was really palpable and I looked to see that the other teachers had started beaming energy to us while we listened. Wow, it was like warm blanket to me and I practically was squinting from the energy bath. Allison continued her story and all of a sudden, while I was experiencing bliss, a fellow student started to cry uncontrollably. It startled me, but Allison quickly addressed it as that it perfectly normal as this energy is designed to help release a lot of karma in a rapid fashion and just to not censor and just go with it. It was validation for me that something great was going to happen this weekend. Well, the 4 hours flew by and I got a lot of great knowledge about the galactics and the spiritual hierarchy out there. All information that I've been researching for the past few years. As stated above, my meandering path allowed a lot of research and discovery of all the facets of these paths to ascension and your higher self. I first studied the more shamanic route through Castaneda and Don Ruiz, Four Agreements, and then the more self-help/be-present works of Eckhart Tolle and The Secret, Burns, to more of the ascension/spiritual paths of angelics, galactics, crystals, metaphysics, etc. It's been such a great education. I guess I'm now in the get your buttocks out there and do it phase. J. My Marconic recalibration experience. In addition to the practitioner's class, I signed up to get the Marconic recalibration, which consists the following loosely described by their website as 2 1-hour sessions over 2 days that prepare your body to be permanently plugged back into the universal matrix in preparation for living in the fifth and higher dimensions, according to one's spiritual evolution. Your chakra system is uncapped and the body undergoes a metamorphosis as deactivated codes within the DNA are triggered to reawaken consciousness and characteristics, traits, and attributes essential for survival in the higher dimensions. Once reconnected, you become a negative ionic generator. You don't power down, you sustain the level attained and continue to go higher. As well as preparing for your own shift/ascension, you are also anchoring Marconic light frequencies to the planetary grid below your feet, helping to prepare the Earth for her ascension. I figured in for a penny, in for a pound, and all those functions are in line with my wants and desires. My intuition also definitely felt like it was something I should take part of. My spidey sense is strong, so I knew that it was okay and time to take my energetic system to a new level. I fantasize about assisting humanity and the Earth in this task. It does feel like it is my calling. Fortunately, I was assigned the morning recalibration slot before the class, so despite me having to get up even earlier, I was there with bells on. I found out that I would be getting recalibrated by Gina, one of the teachers. I was happy to get her as she had great energy and her demeanor was calm, cool, collected and powerful. I knew I was in good hands. I was in the room with one other student, NB, and another teacher, Robin. I was glad to be partnered in the same time slot as NB as I felt a connection with her from the start. She was the woman who was emotional the night before. So I laid down and off we went. In watching some of the videos of Marconix, some people are overcome with the energy and wiggle and squirm, and actually at first it was a little off-putting to me. I was like, what the? but as I watched and now experienced, I can understand why. No, I didn't act that way, and in fact, I don't think anyone really did in the whole 2 days we spent working on each other. I do remember, however, that I had several uncontrollable twitches in my head and in my feet. Like someone zapped me with energy. It was neat as I didn't consciously do it at all. As I laid on the table and Gina went to town doing the procedure, I could also describe it as liquid light started to fill me from the head down and I just felt like I was full of it. It worked its way through every nook and cranny and flowed down to my feet. I do remember like I was almost going to fall asleep, as the stated it happens quite often, especially if there is a need to do major bodywork on a recipient. I didn't, but I was distant at times. The biggest takeaways I had from the experience was that I could feel intense work on my 3rdeye chakra, my solar plexus, my heart, and crown. It was like I could feel the opening of them. It was quite pleasant and not jarring. I've been doing a lot of meditation and work over the past year and believe from a variety of readings and self-reflections, that I was able to clear my karma fairly easily. Both Joye and Lisa and my masseuse have commented that I'm a free bird, a clean slate, pure potential. And I believe that. I have the inner intuition that this life was primarily for a higher purpose and not really for a 3D experience. Probably why I'm not really driven for the traditional family paradigm and haven't dated much or been involved in a whole lot of relationships. I've been nonchalant and like been there, done that despite my love for people, kid, animals, etc. I've never really caused anyone harm or racked up serious karmic debts and am naturally generous, kind, and loving. I guess I am an earth angel. J. As the procedure continued, I had the overwhelming sense of smelling metal. Like I was sniffing stainless steel or a penny or something. I could almost taste it was so strong. When Gina finished the procedure, and asked me my experiences, I told her that and she said, don't people that get struck by lightning say that? Maybe you were getting pumped full of light energy. It went away right after the session. Weird but cool. The second round of my recalibration was much, much more relaxed and gentle than day one. There was only one part that really stood out for me during the session. I felt like my solar plexus and heart were being pumped up with tremendous energy towards the end of the procedure. It was very pleasant, but it felt like I was ramped up on like 5 Red Bulls. And then it kind of waned a bit as Gina grounded me at the end of the session. When she asked me for feedback on my session, I told her about it and that it was pretty tame except for near the end where I felt the boost. She smiled big and said, "Yes, that was me installing your new energetic power source into your fifth dimensional light body template." I just looked at her bewildered and in awe. So cool. The only other cool footnote was about halfway through day two, I was jostled by ND's giggle turned to full-out hysterical laugh during the session. I was too deep to smile on the outside myself, but internally I got a boost from feeling her energy blast forward. She explained later that she was getting a huge download from her guides, which happens to a lot of people that have ease in connecting and channeling. And she said something like, "How many guides are coming in to chat? Geez, it's like a clown car." And then a few more piled in and that set her off. She had a profound experience all weekend. I'm very happy for her. So just to finish out my Marconic recalibration, some postscript notes. Since having it done about a week or so ago, I must admit that I've really felt the most grounded and high vibe that I've ever felt. One really big thing that has been surprising and notable is that on occasion I have to do some public speaking for work, etc. I've come a long way, but always, I mean always, get super butterflies just before I have to speak. No matter if it is to my employees or co-workers or in front of 50 people. Once I get going, I'm okay and calm down, but this past week, I had to introduce myself to about 20 strangers during a business training conference, and as it was coming around the table I fully expected to get the butterflies, but nothing. I mean nothing, and then it was my turn and I just spoke like it was nothing and not even a blimp of heart rate increase. I just smiled afterwards and thought, interesting. I've also seen a huge response in my cats. OMG, they won't leave me alone. They are uber-loving, more than usual, and even follow me to the bathroom now. Weird. They rub, rub, rub and cuddle more than ever. I've also had a bunch of people just come up to me and start talking. An older lady yesterday at Lowe's comes over to me and says, "Hi, can I ask you a question?" and asked me about my thoughts on a leaf blower. I told her I don't work there and not the handiest of people, but she started to tell me her entire life story about her leaf issues, and then as a Lowe's employee came by and asked if he could help, I said, "I'm fine, but she needs some advice," and she was like, "No, well, I guess I can ask you." And looked disappointed. I passed her off. I would say that strangers always ask me questions, but she seemed overly interested in me, and no, that in that way, lol. I'm still processing some new bodily sensations and feelings and also feel spontaneous blasts of energy and ear ringing. I also have strong sensations in my 3rdeye, crown, and solar plexus daily. So cool. My Marconic practitioner's training, so the start of the 2-day hand-on training really started with a bang. There were 3 massage tables set up, and given that there was 9 of us, we were going to be in a rotation of 3 roles for each part: the client, receiving the energy, the practitioner, channeler of energy, and the observer, watching and listening to teacher's notes. They set up the curriculum pretty well by splitting the no-touch protocol into 7 or 8 subsections. But we just went right into it. I believe I was the observer first and watched S work on NB. I was taking it all in but could feel the energy course through me as we invoked it. It was fascinating seeing everyone working on people, and the teachers were awesome in their instant feedback and coaching. No judgments, all supportive and informative. I knew that I was up next to be the practitioner, OMG, so I was glued to the situation. I knew from my higher self guidance during the Reiki share that it was all about the intent versus worrying about getting exactly perfect hands, etc. I mean, I want to do that, but getting wrapped up and worried about it negates the benefit to your clients. I don't want that pumping into someone I'm purposively assisting with energy work. Yikes. That's one great thing that I learned about Marconics. It isn't a targeted healing modality. It is a way for you to help connect your client to their higher self and allow their own higher powers to work through the issues causing the ailments. We aren't directed to address, say, lower back problems. We are just there to help facilitate that connection. Wonderful. I love non-invasive techniques. For example, in video games, I'm always a defensive player. I like to build my fortress and defend until they are drained versus going on the offensive. I briefly researched the Japanese martial art of Aikido, which is around only the redirection of aggression back to attacker. Well, not the exact same context as Marconics, but similar. So S finished working on NB and I was up. Okay, here I go. S laid down and I took a deep breath and entered her energy field. I invoked the Marconic energy with the class and felt my hands get white hot. I was ready. I was semi-confident. Fake it to make it, right? So off I went, and I must admit a few times I was hoping that S was feeling the energy. I wanted that confirmation. She was quite still on the table, but I did see a few twitches here and there as I continued the first sequence. I was so proud of myself and really was like, wow, I'm putting my desires into action. From the reading in Sedona a few weeks back into direction action, I was amazed and just beaming. I could feel Uriel standing there like a proud papa just giving me encouragement at my action. I finished the sequence and grounded S and she said, wow, that was great. I could totally feel it and I was in heaven. I was then excited to feel that energy again that I felt an hour or so before during my recalibration. NB was my practitioner and I was excited as I knew she was well connected. Yup, sure enough, I could totally feel the energy as she worked the sequence. The best analogy is that it feels like if you put 2 magnets of the same pole together and then that resistance when they repel each other. Kind of like that. So interesting to me is that when we were shown some of the techniques for Marconics, I almost pooped myself as they were the same exact hand gestures that I have been using on myself and my cats for about 6 months. I must have been connected to the energy even before the class. Awesome. As the days and sessions went on, we rotated around the room to different tables and different people, and each session both giving and receiving was really profound and awesome. The most remarkable one was on the last day when we were to conduct the entire no-touch protocol all together. I was like, OMG, can I even remember what we did yesterday? LOL. There were 8 to 9 different subsections and we only practiced once per. Not to worry, Allison, Lisa and Mary Pat, a fun and fiery instructor, I loved her energy, we're going to walk us through it verbally. The cool part is that I could totally see myself doing this protocol on people as a practitioner. I was like, OMG, I could do this. I can do this. That realization was remarkable for me. To throw away all that doubt and stand in my own healing confidence. Just so awesome, I can't really describe it. So I volunteered to be the practitioner first. I also thought it was cool that I gravitated to the faraway table and it just happened that all 3 males were on there. Go guy power. Ha. Anyways, I was going to perform on him. He was a nice guy who was a life coach after giving up a corporate life. Interestingly, he actually worked at a place that is a customer of mine and actually knows about our product and services. Small world. I would describe him as more reserved and less touchy-feely. I think that most of his experiences were described as nice. Relaxing. Uneventful. So I was a little prepared if that was my feedback too. And then it was time to invoke the Marconic energy and step into his energy field and go to work. I started the protocol with the help of Robin and was listening to Mary Pat verbally assist us. As I was working, I could feel my internal heat just keep rising and rising and my hands were felt like they were molten. I started to feel sweat on my brow and was like, OMG. I just kept on going though. As I did the next section, even hotter and more sweat. I looked over at Robin and she smiled and said, I can feel it too. Something great is going on, and then Allison came over to witness and help. I just kept on going and wiped my forehead as I made my way around M. I worked on the crowning procedure and could feel that M's higher energy wanted to meet him, so that procedure increased my energy level even more. It was quite comical at times as I was dripping wet but just kept on going. As we wrapped up the 30 plus minute, and that was abbreviated from the traditional 45 minute session, I grounded M and he took some time to get back in his body and off the table. Once he got up, I ran over to the AC spout and just tried to cool down. I forgot to go consult my client and ask how the session was and if he had any insights. Just as I was about to go back to find him, he sought me out and shook my hand. He said, Josh, that was the best session I had all weekend. I found myself being in step with you the whole time. I could feel the energy every step of the way, and didn't go off wondering in my mind. Thank you, and then gave me a hug. OMG, wow. I thanked him so much for the feedback and welled up with gratitude for the feedback, especially from him as I knew he was more analytical and seemed less emotional. My final session as the client was awesome. A quiet and reserved B was my practitioner and I was so excited to have him be the one. I could tell that he had something special inside despite him looking really tired and distant all weekend from his facial expressions. I don't think he was, but just was his natural look. I had a fantastic session as he completed the entire protocol on me. I just kept saying to myself, yeah, this energy is so much higher than Reiki and Polarity, both modalities I received during massage. It's not even close. Thank God I found Marco Nix. I didn't talk much about my crowning experiences of higher self-integration, but the one that was facilitated by B during my final session was really quite interesting and cool. I'm still processing it, but basically the crowning procedure allows an integration of one or more of your higher selves. Sometimes they will come through the practitioner and just make a handshake, but sometimes a true integration is achieved where in some cases, drastic and dramatic body quakes and spontaneous outbursts of crying, laughter, or chanting occur. We are trained as practitioners to go with the flow and just help facilitate that energy transfer. In my case, while being the practitioner, I could totally feel a warm and loving feeling like what I imagine as a grandparent vibe come into my heart center and slowly make its way into my clients. I would say that is also the same feeling I felt when B was facilitating my integration. After my session completed and I made it back into my grounded physical body, I was then the observer role as M worked on B. During that time, I could only feel what felt like the most unconditional love for myself, for my new Marconix friends and CO students, and the teachers. I was just observing, having a satori about the whole situation as my own heart just opened like a beautiful thousand-petal lotus and soaked in the scene. I knew I was hooked and found my calling. Wow, just wow. I won the prize for jumping out there. I got the overstuffed teddy bear at the carnival. To quote the madman Charlie Sheen, winning. The class ended in the presentation of our certificates and a wrap-up of the weekend. We all clapped, having had 9 individual completely different experiences yet shared a profound energetically intermingling that, at least in my mind, binds us together. Allison commented that recently she is seeing that complete classes of students seem to be of very similar makeup energetically, as if they are from the same spiritual family. We were all different shapes and sizes and ages and diversity, then we all had very similar integration experiences and temperament on the tables. There were no crazy thrashers and our impressions were very congruent. As we wrapped up, each of us sought out every person for a goodbye hug and thank yous. I found NB and said, "Come here, recalibration buddy," and we hugged long and deep, knowing that there's a connection there. I found all my teachers and gave bear hugs to them all. Allison, the founder, the rock, the guru. Lisa, so genuine and excellent teacher. Gina, my recalibration practitioner and guide. Robin, my excellent coach during most of day 2, and Mary Pat, the entertainer, hilariously funny mentor and kindred soul. Next steps in closing, we spring back to the last sharing where Joye channeled a message from Archangel Uriel and Saint Germain imploring me to partake in an upcoming expo and near me to practice my skills. She had no clue that there was a giant expo during November for all of New England for all things spiritual / holistic. She said that they wanted me to get out there and get a table or booth and do something spiritual, to practice. I told Joye that would be akin to me going from kindergarten to college in 1 week. Well, guess what? I'm doing it. Yes, that's right. About a week after class, Lisa posted on Facebook that she is looking for volunteers to help man the Marconix booth to give out sessions of Marconix in the expo center. I looked up to the sky, and said, "Okay, Uriel, I'm in," and emailed her. She just got back and confirmed I'll be helping both days for 4 HRS each. Wow. Practice? I'll say. Who knows what will come for this? Well, I know one that does, but he/she is not telling me. Jay, I hope you enjoyed this long story. As it flowed, I could feel the Marconix energy flowing around me. My cats have been going crazy and I'm on cloud 9. I hope you can feel it too while reading. My intent for that is there. I'd like to reiterate what I mentioned in my last posting. Please, 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 do yourself and the world a favor and start to believe in yourself in whatever you want to do. What you have been putting off for so long. It's time to put the wheels in motion, even if it is just a little bit. One step. Start the journey. It's one of the greatest feelings you can imagine to have your desires start to manifest. And one little step will inevitably lead to the next until you are running, or sprinting, like me. If it does, great. Drop me a comment below to let everyone know. Until then, live on people. Be well, peace, namaste, with a blast of Marconix, Josh.